This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Tonight,
I am incredibly sorry. I am deeply sorry. I apologize.
Chris Harrison's new apology. Will it be enough to keep his job?
Where's the change?
Bachelor Nation reacts.
I think the franchise has dropped the ball on handling the controversy.
Then, shots fired. How Meghan Markle is taking aim at the royal family.
I don't know how they could expect we would still just be silent.
Plus, why a search warrant was just issued in the Tiger Woods crash.
We'll find out exactly what was going on.
Then, while Brad Pitt is getting bloodied and bruised for his new movie, ex-Angelina steps out with an unexpected friend. We'll reveal her new bestie.
Plus, after years of asking, Coming to America star Garcelle Beauvais co-hosts.
ET starts right now.
Listen, it is always good when you can work with your friends, your people. Garcelle, welcome. Big day
Thank
for you tomorrow,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Coming to America hits Amazon Prime Video.
I am so excited for the world to see it. It's really, really cool.
Cannot wait, but let's jump right into our business. Sideline Bachelor host Chris Harrison is speaking out for the first time.
Kev, what was he thinking when he defended Rachel Kirkconnell for going to a plantation theme party in 2018? I mean, never okay.
Why would you defend Rachel Kirkconnell?
I am an imperfect man. I made a mistake. And I own that.
Is it a good look in 2018 or is it not a good look in 2021?
I believe that mistake doesn't reflect who I am or what I stand for.
What did you think?
To be honest, I'm still kind of processing it.
We showed Bachelor Nation alum Andy Dorfman Chris's interview.
I stand against all forms of racism, and I am deeply sorry.
People were saying it felt very much like a robotic answer.
Be a little more emotional, be a little bit more compassionate, be willing to, you know, stand up and say, like, this is disgusting. It was a little more reserved than I would have liked to see.
You have a relationship with Chris. You guys are friends.
Yeah.
Have you've talked to him?
Yeah. I mean, I think he's embarrassed. I think he knows that there's some inner working that he needs to do to think about, like, why he said that. He's now taking a look within.
I plan to be back, and I want to be back. There is much more work to be done, and I am excited to be a part of that change.
Would you have him back?
I mean, he's the face of the franchise. You know, this guy has been doing it for 20-plus years. I hope that he can come back differently. Like, let's allow him to change and to redeem himself.
Harrison's GMA apology was pre-taped, curiously with a virtual background. A source tells ET that's because of COVID safety protocols. Quote, Chris wanted to fly and do the interview in person for an even more personal conversation instead of doing it over Zoom. We're told GMA had him go to a studio in LA that uses virtual backgrounds.
Well, his apology is his apology, but it felt like it got nothing more than a surface response on any of this. Only time will tell if there is any meaning behind his words.
I don't disagree with him. The apology is the first step, and now let's see the action. I mean, I think the franchise has dropped the ball on handling the controversy. Your contestants are the ones that are having to come together without you. Where is the franchise in all of this?
First of all, ABC needs to call Andy right now and get her back on the team. But Garcelle, yes. I want to get your take on this controversy and the way that Chris has handled it.
I mean, you know what? I am really shocked, but I think Chris has never had to have those conversations. I really feel like we are now starting to have conversations that we've never had before.
Sure.
And he needs to be schooled on it.
Yeah, I think that there's a lot of discussions that need to be had. Let's move on to a situation that is getting worse by the minute. Harry and Meghan Markle's relationship with the royal family. This is crazy.
Woo, the tensions are escalating over the timing of the Oprah tell-all. I am here for it.
There's a lot that's been lost already. I don't know how they could expect that after all of this time, we would still just be silent if there is an active role that the firm is playing in perpetuating falsehoods about us.
A sure sign the royal gloves are off? Meghan's use of the phrase, the firm.
There is an active role that the firm is playing.
It has a negative connotation, suggesting the royals are more worried about business than family.
We're not a family, we're a firm.
It also hints at Meghan's annoyance with core royal family members and senior staffers. Meghan's apparent dig is just the latest shot fired in a brutal war of words. The new 30-second teaser clip featuring Meghan was released 7 hours after a palace statement that targeted her. Buckingham Palace said it would launch an investigation into allegations Meghan bullied former members of her staff, something she called a calculated smear campaign.
Clearly, this interview has set alarm bells ringing at the palace.
And there's drama surrounding Harry and his grandparents. A source tells ET the timing of the Oprah interview has complicated matters with them.
We've seen them a few times. They've seen Archie running around.
We're told some members of the family encouraged Harry to return if possible to see Philip, although another source denies this. The Duke of Edinburgh turns 100 this year and underwent a successful heart procedure yesterday.
I think this interview does have the potential to cause real damage between Harry and the rest of the royal family. This is going to blow open that rift all over again.
I mean, 2 full hours sitting down with Oprah. Ooh. You have your viewing plans ready
Girl,
for Sunday night?
Max champagne, I'm so good.
Oh, I know, that's all you need,
that's
right?
All I need.
Well, yeah, well, all eyes are on Tiger Woods as well. And up first in tonight's Know and Tell.
Tiger's recovery and crash investigation.
A search warrant was issued and the black box from Tiger's vehicle has been seized.
We'll know whether the vehicle was being braked. We'll know its speed. We may even be fortunate enough to know the angle of the steering wheel.
Authorities are reportedly investigating Tiger for a possible violation of misdemeanor reckless driving, which could have been caused by excessive speed. Now to Alec Baldwin, who canceled himself from Twitter. The decision came after backlash to a tweet about the Crown's Golden Globe winner, Gillian Anderson.
The way those men patronize me.
I noticed that someone said, oh, that this actress had switched accents from her accent from another country to an American accent.
I can't talk about this without going up, without just laughing and laughing.
And I just wrote, oh, that's interesting. And of course, you can't do any irony on Twitter.
An interesting comment from Alec because his own wife, Ilaria, recently admitted she is not from Spain but was born Hillary in an affluent Boston suburb. Gillian, however, did grow up in the UK and has lived there on and off her entire life.
It goes back and forth because I grew up in both places.
Ilaria, meanwhile, took to Instagram and gave new details about their surprise baby number 6, Maria Lucia Victoria. Ilaria calls her a blessing and thanks the, quote, angels who helped bring Lucia into the world after suffering a miscarriage in 2019 with what would have been another girl. Now to Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, who are sporting some very different post-divorce looks in L.A. Here's Brad all bloodied on set after filming a crash scene for his upcoming action film, Bullet Train. Meanwhile, Angelina looked crisp during a dinner date in Beverly Hills with Grey's Anatomy star Ellen Pompeo, who our source says are neighbors and friends. They were joined by daughters 12-year-old Vivienne and 11-year-old Stella, but our question, who picked up the check? Ellen, worth an estimated $80 million, or Angie, with an estimated $120 million net worth. Not to mention, Jolie made an extra $11.5 million this week selling a Winston Churchill painting that was a gift from Brad.
I'll take Brad. Any day.
That's good, because I was about to say, I'll take that $11.5 million.
I'll take Brad.
All right, well, now let's talk about your friend and the man with the best smile in Hollywood, Mr. Taye Diggs.
Yes, he is back to host Sunday's Critics' Choice Awards for a third consecutive time.
Yes, he is. And Taye told me that there is a big reason that he's happy to be back this go-round.
Come spend the night with me, Taye Diggs, your host of the Critics' Choice Awards.
I'm excited that I'm not going to be as nervous just because, you know, I'm not going to have to look at, you know, Tom Cruise in the audience or, you know, Angela Bassett.
Tom Hanks, Ben Affleck, and Viola Davis are all nominated for Sunday's virtual show. Host Taye has some surprises in store.
A little spoken word, there's going to be a little, some music and some rhythmic movement. Kick.
Just recreate what has got me through quarantine, though, and that's your Instagram videos. Like, we'll dance, we'll just, come on, let's go.
They have gotten me through. I'm like, I love this.
Shoulder, man. Shoulder, body roll, and snap. Yeah.
Double up to the side, slow body roll.
25th anniversary of Rent, so you could do like a nod to it.
Oh, I'm going to say that to the writers. You got to give your writing credit.
525,000 moments, oh dear.
That's one of the shows where it really, really does, you know, stand the test of time. I met my baby mama there. It really kind of started off my career, so it was like a life experience as opposed to like a job or just a, you know, a gig that I did. So it's like the gift that keeps on giving.
And Tay gave us a gift, a quick visit from his pup.
In the Kraska.
Oh, look, he's handsome.
That's all he wanted. He just wanted some attention.
He wanted some love.
Nothing comes between a man and his dog. Not even an Entertainment Tonight interview. Well, from man's best friend to the news from the cast of Friends.
Loving this.
David Schwimmer drops a big detail about the long-awaited reunion.
Oh, so worth the wait.
Then, it's the number one show in the world right now. How will WandaVision wrap up?
The payoff is enormous.
Plus, is a spinoff in the works.
I think it would be so fun.
And new mom Meghan Trainor, how her baby boy may have inspired her new project.
Here comes a rainbow.
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier. We hope you're enjoying the ET podcast. Be sure to watch Entertainment Tonight every weeknight for all the latest entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Well, the Friends reunion is finally full speed ahead. After getting delayed because of COVID, David Schwimmer confirmed the cast is finally getting together to shoot the special.
In a little over a month, I'm heading out to LA. There's going to be a portion of it that we film outside because of, you know, for safety protocols.
David also shot down the rumor that Ellen is hosting, but he wouldn't say who is.
Are you?
Nope.
Okay, me neither.
Okay.
All right, well, here's something that we do know. You were in Spider-Man Homecoming.
I was. Yep. I am officially part of the Marvel Universe, and I cannot wait for the series finale of WandaVision.
Ooh, you and me both.
It's just kind of a fun ride, and all answers itself within the show.
The payoff is huge.
I'm just so excited for you to see where it goes.
So many questions, so little time. There are still no plans for a second season of WandaVision, so how will Marvel explain things like, what's Katherine Hahn's newly revealed villain really after? Who'll survive? Will we see any other Avengers in the finale? One fan theory has Benedict Cumberbatch's Doctor Strange making an appearance. Catherine says keeping it all a secret was the hardest part.
My thoughts are not available to you, Tuts. I have had to run a real tight ship. And because they come towards me with that extra glass of wine, and I was just like, no.
And with more Avengers series on the way, like The Falcon and the Winter Soldier and Tom Hiddleston's Loki, could a WandaVision spinoff be in the works?
I'd love to work with Randall exclusively.
Yes, but we don't control that, so.
I'm getting the very, like, careful what you say during this interview.
Those Marvel contracts are for life.
Oh, yeah. Like the family business, you say nothing. I love it. Well, you know, WandaVision isn't the only reason that I'm going to be stuck to my couch.
It's going to start trending, I know it.
From Cruise to Krasinski, Star Trek to Snooki, We're with the Stars coming to Paramount Plus.
Well, I tell you, we have a lot going on.
Then,
Entertainment Tonight was a dream.
Garcelle living the dream as an ET co-host, what she's revealing about a Real Housewives return.
Listen, I've heard, I've been warned.
On Paramount Mountain, an extraordinary expedition begins.
Big day and big news out of the streaming world. The star-studded Paramount Plus is here, and here is everything that you need to know about it by the numbers.
Liftoff.
Yes! Oh!
Whoa. This is our future, people.
It's going to start trending, I know it.
30,000 TV episodes, 2,500 movies on demand, which will include the streaming debuts of Paramount films like Mission Impossible 7 and A Quiet Place Part 2, 30 to 45 days after the theatrical release.
There are people out there worth saving.
on this film. You got some Spielberg-level chops directing.
I paid good money for that comment.
Oh, did you?
Yeah,
know?
I'm totally overwhelmed by that response, and the early response is so exciting. We sure had such a great time.
If you're a fan of football, this is the day, right?
The Supersize streaming platform will have more than 1,000 live sporting events and 24/7 coverage of local and national news. The cost is $9.99 a month with a $4.99 option available in June.
Let's celebrate. Come on. Party.
In addition to classic shows from CBS, BET, MTV, Comedy Central, and Nickelodeon, plus an iCarly revival, Paramount Plus will also launch 50 original series like The Criminal Minds reboot and The Return of Frasier.
It's not really a reboot. It's a third act. Because it's, what, 20 years ago?
This is Dr. Frasier Crane. I'm listening.
He's grown in some ways and, you know, is recognizable at the same time.
We're excited to see classic films like Flashdance and The Italian Job get turned into series.
Tell me about it, Stan.
Grease, The Rise of the Pink Ladies will be a prequel to the iconic 1978 film with a much-needed update. The cast will be diverse. Another prequel to watch out for, Why 1883, which is one of two Yellowstone spinoffs to debut later this year.
Well, I tell you, we have a lot going on. It's a big old melodrama. The language is really fun. It's pretty compelling.
Inside Amy Schumer is coming back with 5 new episodes.
Yes! That is, yes! Thank you.
And get ready for some serious MTV 90s nostalgia. New episodes of Unplugged will be revived, in addition to classics like Jay-Z being on demand.
Not guilty, y'all got to feel me.
I love my life.
Also premiering today on Paramount Plus, two brand new adventures from their $13 billion franchise, SpongeBob. The movie SpongeBob on the Run and the series Camp Coral, SpongeBob's Under Years.
Ooh. And this is pretty cool. Only E.T. is joined by SpongeBob, SquarePants, and Patrick live via satellite from Bikini Bottom. What's up, guys?
Hi! It's so nice to be here, thank you.
So what does it mean to you to be a sponge on the run?
This is just an epic road trip filled with music, laughter, and spine-tingling adventure.
Hey, so Snoop Dogg and Keanu Reeves also get in on the adventure. How did you get them to sponge off of you?
Oh, that's funny. Sorry, what was the question again?
Never mind. Thanks for talking to us, and you guys come back soon, okay?
Yes!
That was a lot of fun. And by the way, E.T. and Paramount Plus are part of the same Viacom CBS family. Nichelle, big question. Why do you get to interview Garcelle?
It's Women's History Month, yes. Kevin. The sisters are doing it for ourselves today.
Oh, y'all go ahead then.
Just have a seat. We'll be back with you later. All right, let's take a minute to chat with our guest co-host today and our friend Garcelle. As if you didn't have enough jobs.
Girl.
All right, let's start with the first one. Coming to America. It's out tomorrow on Prime Video. And you didn't even have a speaking role in the first
one.
It was just a bit. You were there in the beginning throwing the roses.
It was my first time being on a movie set. I didn't know what rolling, get on your mark, action, none of it. None of it. But I was so happy to be there.
Did you ever think that your character would come back because it was such a small role in the
first one? I wasn't sure. And it's interesting because when I read the script, the very first page, they were like, someone like Garcelle. And I'm like Garcelle? Get Garcelle.
Okay, now you know we can't have you here at this table without talking about those Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yes, girl, let's do it.
Okay, so you just wrapped the second season, right?
Yes, I made it through.
I was gonna say, how you feeling? Any wounds, any flesh wounds?
Listen,
like, how are you?
I'm going to therapy.
Do you think you'd come back for another season? Do you feel that good about this one?
You know what's interesting? Because it's one thing to shoot the show. It's another thing for the show to air and people to weigh in and the world to weigh in. That changes the dynamic, so we'll see.
Okay, well, let's talk about another show that you are making it through. You're almost wrapping your first season of The Real.
It's a dream come true job. There's no other show where you have a panel of all women of color.
Right.
And we get to have those conversations that it's not about talking about another community, we're talking about our community. Mm-hmm.
Let's move on from all the jobs that you got to a job that you didn't get.
What job was that?
That job was a job right here at Entertainment Tonight.
A little bird tells me that like a year ago you applied to be an intern at ET.
Yeah, how do you know that? Oh my God.
Entertainment Tonight is like always, it's like, was a dream. I would love to like, you know, get to sit at the desk next to Mary and, you know, do my thing.
First of all, Where did you guys find that?
Come on, the E.T. vault never disappoints. Wow. Your life didn't turn out too bad, Missy. Even though we didn't hire you at E.T., you're doing all right.
I'm doing okay. Everything happens the way it should.
We love Garcelle then, and we love Garcelle now.
I love you.
Well, coming up, our exclusive with new mama, Meghan Trainor.
And a sneak peek at the sweet project perfect for her new family.
Hey, everyone, it's Kevin Frazier. We hope you're enjoying the ET podcast. Be sure to watch Entertainment Tonight every weeknight for all the latest entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Hey, do not miss Coming to America on Prime Video tomorrow. All right, we're going to leave you with our Meghan Trainor exclusive. The All About That bass singer is all about that baby now.
That's right. And look at her little bundle of joy. Riley was born just a month ago. And maybe that's why she's voicing Rainbow on Blue's Clues and You.
Now, the episode Blue's Rainy Day Rainbow premieres a week from tomorrow on Nickelodeon. Take care, everybody.
Bye, guys.
The name's Rainbow. And I am awesome.
Here comes a rainbow with colors a-blazing.
If you want to see a rainbow, here comes a rainbow.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.